I left them all to prepare for the next day's surgery. And the following day, whilst Bishoy Yanyogi's operation was coming to a successful close, I met with Dr. Mark Cunningham. He set up a laboratory, shipping over equipment from the UK and putting it together a few floors above the surgical unit at the Neuroscience Institute, Kolkata. He had just received the patient's brain tissue.
We've got the sample in the bath on the vibratome, and the noise you can hear is the vibratome cutting through the tissue, and we're currently cutting slices of a thickness of less than half a millimetre. That value is critical for two reasons, really. It preserves enough of the neuronal microcircuitry so we can keep the tissue alive. It also is thin enough so that you can actually get oxygen and the various ions that the tissue actually needs to be kept alive as well.
And how big is the chunk of tissue that's been taken out during surgery?
So it's probably about 5 millimetres cubed. It's quite a small bit of tissue, and it's from the peritumoral zone, so it's around a tumour. And this is thought to be the critical part that causes seizures to arise in particular types of central nervous system tumours.
And so the patient was having epileptic seizures as a result of this tumour that was growing on the side of his head?
That's right, yeah. So in these particular types of gliomas, there's a high risk of seizures. And in many cases, the seizures are one of the ways in which these tumours will actually present. So usually the patient has a seizure, and they then go for a subsequent brain scan, MRI, and lo and behold, you usually find a glioma in the scan.
And the tissue looks a little bit like sushi, to be honest with you.
Well, I frequently try and describe to people as like a little blob of chewing gum. And clearly see the white matter here. And then above the white matter, you've got the full cortical thickness. So this is the grey matter above here. And that's where all of the neurons are. And that's the part of the tissue that's actually generating the seizure-like activity.
The grey matter bit. And it's actually not really grey. It's kind of more pinkish.
Yes. Well, obviously, this has been removed. So there's going to be some blood vessels in there as well. And those are give it that slightly pink hue. So you've got intact small vessels, which up until the moment the tissue was removed was still supplying it with oxygen and with energy. And so what we try and do is essentially recapitulate to a certain degree that physiological condition using a specialised in vitro brain slice chamber, which means that the tissue will be kept healthy and therefore viable for us to do electrophysiological recordings.
And the vibratome slicing through the chunk of tissue now, and we've just got our final slice, so the 10th slice of tissue. And the vibratome looks a little bit like a guillotine, actually, that's going chopping kind of through the tissue, vibrating at quite a high frequency.
80 hertz. So it's vibrating at 80 hertz. It's moving at a speed of 0.2 millimetres per second and an amplitude of the movement of the blade of about 1.5 millimetres. The way that I sometimes describe it to my friends who are non-scientists is most of us can recall in the good old days when we used to go to the deli to get a couple of slices of ham, and the butcher or the man behind the deli counter would have this device which would allow him to slice through the ham. This is sort of a much more sophisticated version of that.
We'll return to Mark's experiment later in the show, and we'll also explore exactly why these Newcastle researchers are setting up experiments in India.
The axis of power in terms of biomedical research is definitely moving eastwards. I believe very strongly that we in the UK should be working with India, if only so that the UK can stay in the game and so that India is not left behind by powers of China